Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
You hear the mockingbird singing, and feel the wind in your hair. It's just my corazón saying.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's been a decade since Los Lonely Boys first made a splash on the rock charts with their unique blend of rock, soul, and Latin rhythms. Their 2004 debut attracted wide critical and commercial acclaim for what they call Texican music. It even earned them a Grammy. 10 years on, the band is as vital sounding as ever, and they return to our Soundcheck studio with an unplugged set, some songs from their fifth record. The new one is called Revelation. Here is the band Los Lonely Boys, live on Soundcheck with a version of So Sensual.
All right, here we go. Let's give it a go. I never wanna All right, there you go, Johnny.
Now, that's why, you know, it's good to be brothers, where you can just kind of, like, look at each other and go, are we ending? Yeah, we're ending.
Is that it? Yeah, man, it's a good thing, good blessing to be brothers, for sure.
Los Lonely Boys, live on Soundcheck, and a version of So Sensual, which is on their last album called Revelation. For those of you keeping track at home, Henry Garza was on playing guitar in your left channel, and JoJo was playing guitar in your right channel, and Ringo in the middle playing percussion. Guys, first of all,
it's funny you say that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you out, man.
But I was just going to say welcome to Soundcheck, so go ahead.
Thank you so much for having us, man. But you say Henry's in the left stereo.
Right.
And I'm in the right, but I'm sitting on the left, and Henry's sitting on the right.
You interrupted me, and all you did was confuse people at home. Who are now right. Wait a minute. He said left, but now he says they're on the right. What's going on? So I really like this song. On the record, it has a kind of classic early 70s soul sound. You know, it reminds me of, like, Curtis Mayfield, Al Green, that kind of thing.
Man, John, we're glad you can pick that up, man, because that was the whole, you know, thinking process behind it is, you know, it's keeping... Well, music, you know, didn't break, not fix it kind of theory, you know. It's still just a part of us and our influence of all different kinds of music. And, you know, that's just one side of the record and one part of it,
right,
which is good to put different styles. And that song just kind of, you know, each song speaks for themselves, and and that one spoke that way. So.
Well, you know, and that kind of sound is very often a sound rooted in a certain kind of production. So that track has, you know, it's got that kind of electric sound to it. Here you guys are with a pair of rattles and a pair of acoustic guitars, and it sounds great. Have you ever considered doing a kind of acoustic album, you know, an unplugged Los Lonely Boys?
We have one.
You do?
We actually did one, not of the songs you're hearing now, but we did one. It's called Keep On Giving, and it's an acoustic live.
It was a live.
Live concerts we were doing across the U.S.
And
we put an album.
And we put an album together from a few different, you know, selections from different shows.
In this kind of format?
Yeah, well, actually, Ringo was probably playing a little bit of drums and percussion as well, too.
Yeah.
But in this format, no, not really, man.
Yeah.
This is just kind of like down home in your face.
It's just like when you're walking down the street and you hear you see some guys there with the guitar case open.
Yeah.
Just if you want to throw a quarter in there, cool. We need to call somebody.
Just like us in the backyard, man.
Right. Well, this sounds like, you know, back porch music.
Yeah, man.
Three brothers sitting on
good times
someone's
sure,
back
brother.
Porch. And
Yeah, and like songs like So Sensual, I mean, if you ask me personally, and, you know, when you date it to those years that you dated it to, you can remember what it was like to listen to that kind of music and what it felt like when you rode down the window and what the breeze was like and, you know, everything was all beautiful and all that stuff. And it's the same thing with this kind of music. It captures that emotion or that, I guess you could say, vibe, you know, and people can feel that.
That era.
Yeah. I mean, it captures the happiness and the harmony and that type of stuff. It's awesome.
So when you guys coined the term Texican, is that, JoJo, is that what you were talking about? That kind of getting back to that era where on the radio you could hear a Reverend Al Green song followed by a Led Zeppelin song,
right,
followed by a Motown song?
That's exactly
song.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whenever we first came into the music scene, there was a lot of questions asking us, well, what do you guys play? You know, are you guys rock and roll? Are you guys pop? Are you country? Are you Mexican? Are you Christian? Whatever, you know, we're like, we're all those. So, we're, you know, if we got to come up with something, we're Texican rock and roll because we are from Texas. We are Mexicans. And we don't really want to separate music. Yeah, you know, so.
You know, we don't want to separate people with our music. We want to bring people together.
We didn't want to sound like we were being, it's just music, you know. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, what kind, you know.
So. You knew back in the days, man, when music was so versatile and new, everybody was listening to all kinds of stuff. Now you got to have a certain radio station for this format of music, another radio station for this sound of music. And for us, it's not about a label. It's about what it's called. It's called music. And music lives in different forms of fashions of different styles. So it's impossible for us, for our influences, to put it and call it something that somebody wants to put it in a category.
Right.
That's why we call it Texican rock and roll.
I mean, it's hard to even call some things today music that they call music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And for Los Lonely Boys, you know, what we focus on is music. It doesn't matter, like they're saying, what style or whatever genre or what demographic it fits into or whatever. It's got to do with what music is and where it's from, man, and what it can do.
Yeah, well, exactly what it can do, because that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do with music, is bring a little bit of some joy and happiness and into the musical, the spirit of the human being, man. Mm-hmm. Because,
and even if it's not a happy song, you know, it's something that'll make you feel, you know, feel that it's, you know, that you should love somebody, or you should tell somebody that you love them at a certain time before you die or something, you know, and, or so sensual, rolling down the window at a summertime. Yeah, and
it's very
and
reality
cruising,
based,
you know,
music.
It's just
barbecue going.
Just to get the emotions out of people is what we're, you know. You know, just
that's what music does.
Well, music can do many things. You know, there's also this whole idea of music as a kind of force for healing and stuff.
Of course.
We're speaking with Los Lonely Boys. Their new album is Revelation. And this is the first Los Lonely Boys record, Henry, since your accident that really seriously injured you.
Most definitely, I got injured. I consider myself a walking miracle right now, because the fall and the incident and just
you fell off a stage. It was like severe spinal injuries.
Yeah, it was just pretty bad. You know, I couldn't play guitar, couldn't walk. You know, I had a really loud buzzing in my head. I kept hearing in my ears. It was like for days. It was just going like zzzz. So, you know, even today, I'm not. You know, I would say I'm 70%, but 100% happy to be alive. Man.
Yeah. Well said. Now, when you did get back to playing the guitar, you know, was that a kind of a healing process to be able to play music again?
Most definitely, and I got to be honest, man, it was one of the roughest, toughest things I've ever had to go through in my life, to go from playing guitar our whole lives, or playing music, and then being injured like that, and then none, much less barely be able to hold one, and then just barely doing notes like C's, and then really going trying to rip it, and all of a sudden my whole spine freaks out and spazzes out. You know, it taught me a lot in a bunch of different ways, you know, and also a challenging experience that I'm still going through, and, you know, learning to have to deal with. So the process of healing and learning to play guitar, man, it was my whole life is doing that, you know, and not being able to play that. It really just takes you, not that we were taking it for granted, our music, you know, or our abilities, but it, you know, it definitely makes you really appreciate it so much more, man, because.
Well, it really puts things into perspective, man.
Sure.
You don't realize how much you put your back into things when you really
put some
put
back,
your
into
back
into it.
Into it.
Put some back into that work, yeah. You know, Greg Allman was on the show, obviously post liver transplant, and you know, the Allman Brothers now have postponed some of their New York dates because of his bronchitis. But he was telling us that after he had the liver transplant, how important it was for him to have an album to take out on tour. You know, what that did for him as somebody recovering from major surgery, who, you know, had nearly died, and
of course,
what
man.
It did. So it sounds, Henry, like you have kind of
it's
a
the
similar
same gratification, man.
Yeah, man. It's like musical therapy, man. It's a healing process that I remember getting out, being able to play the first time with my brothers on that stage, the feeling and the overwhelming feeling of happiness and joy when that first note came out of my guitar, out of my fingers to my guitar through the amp.
We all cried.
It was just no
on
way
stage.
To hold back the tears, man, because it was like, I could cry thinking and talking about it now because it's such a touch-and-feel-it place. You
when,
know?
When was that?
It was the ending of last year sometime.
When it happened? Or the
No, the first time back.
Have been like 6 or 7 months after the injury.
Well, it was like October or something, wasn't it?
Can't remember exactly because it's been close to
October.
A year now.
Yeah,
but there was a gig where we did try to play, where we played a show, but Henry was, it was real bad. He was still in a lot of pain. And
it was a mistake to try to do
something. Yeah, it was a mistake
like
to try to go and do a gig, because when we got done, he was swollen like.
Yeah, he was really, like really.
So
really,
bad, you know, his neck was all swollen. So we had to stop.
Well, you got
to
look
We're not going to work it too hard today. Man, just a couple more songs. You want to do one for us now? Give a Little More is the somewhat appropriate title for this one from Los Lonely Boys, live on Soundcheck.
Look at yourself. Don't believe everything you see.
Don't believe everything you see.
Don't worry about
got what you don't have. It's not the clothes that make the man. It's all about what's inside. You got the will to survive. Give a little more, take a little less. Try a little harder, dig a little deeper. Can anybody hear what I'm saying? Give a little, gotta give a little more now. Give a little, gotta show me that you know how. Give a little, gotta give a little more now. That's what we need to do. If your brother falls down, round comes around. Life isn't always what you plan. So people don't have the strength inside. We all have the right to be alive. Give a little more, take a little less. Truth's gonna find you if you don't confess. Try a little harder, dig a little deeper. Can anybody hear what I'm saying? Give a little, gotta give a little more now. Give a little, gotta show me that you know how. Give a little, gotta give a little more now. That's what we need to do. We should feel ashamed, always trying to pass the blame.
Los Lonely Boys, live on Soundcheck, and a song called Give a Little More, the unplugged version. The full-on band version's on the new album called Revelation, the latest from Los Lonely Boys. The three Garza brothers, Henry, JoJo, and Ringo. Henry playing guitar, JoJo on guitar, Ringo on percussion, here in the Soundcheck studio. They're playing tonight and tomorrow night across the street at City Winery. So those of you listening here in New York, two more opportunities to catch Los Lonely Boys in live performance. They're playing for us today on Soundcheck. Why don't we hear another song? You want to do Don't Walk Away next?
Did you give it a shot?
Yeah. All right. Once again.
Let's give it another go, see if it works here, man.
Los Lonely Boys.
Pull them apart, ready to rock.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Why so suspicious lately? Baby, what did I do? What I do to you? I see you going through my pockets,
that you say is the perfume.
Baby, that ain't cool.
I love you in every way. I show you every day. Baby, where's this coming from? Find out where I've been.
When's it gonna end?
I stood on both sides of a lie. I'm telling you I'm not that guy.
Baby, I ain't lying.
I love you in every way. Try to show you every day. Baby, where's this coming from?
Los Lonely Boys, live on Soundcheck with a version of their song Don't Walk Away. That has a very Texican sound to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear the rawness in that version, too.
Well,
man.
Even though we used the term, we coined the term Texican rock and roll to describe how we make our music by different styles, there actually is a Texican sound. And
was that it?
Yeah. Well, you feel it there. It's really funny you said that, because when we showed it to Los Lobos.
yes, Steve Berlin.
Yeah, he goes, that if anybody plays that kind of song
that
like
groove.
that is Los Lonely Boys Texican feel. And we were like, what? And he was like, that's what you guys are known for right there. So appreciate that, man.
So and when you have all three voices going at once, how do you guys like work that out, or you just kind of find your way
you know
in
what the lead vocal always there's carries the lead, of course, and the harmony just, it falls right in. You either decide if you're going to sing a higher harmony and a higher octave, or you're going to sing it in a lower
You hope that it comes out like that, because sometimes we sing songs and we intercross.
Well, yeah, like Nobody Else, when we do Nobody Else, it
be with you,
like,
baby, and nobody else.
I sing high, then
cause I only want to be with you.
Now I sing low, you know. So
it just happens naturally like that. Some, like on that song, it just depends, you know. But
you
most
know,
of the time,
you
we'll
know what?
Follow.
I'll say that whenever Henry sings, JoJo usually sings harmony with Henry.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Right,
so
right.
Whenever JoJo sings, I'll sing a lot of harmony for JoJo, and Henry does the same, but I would say mostly when, like, Henry sings, JoJo helps sing more harmony.
Yeah, and then Ringo would be third. Unless it's three part,
It sounds like, you're finding your parts by instinct, not through some kind of theory.
Yeah, we're not sitting there going like, we need to sing in the fifth register of the.
No, no, it just Henry, happens.
Henry, I need a minor third there, Henry. Yeah, come on,
it's just natural. And you know what it comes from is where we, you know, growing up in our household, our mom and dad. Of course, our dad had a band with his brothers. My mom, or our mother, and her family. You know, her dad and brothers also had a band. And our mom and dad were singing all the time, and both really terrific singers.
Oh, yeah. And they would harmonize each other around the house, and it was...
Yeah, it was...
Man.
It's just an amazing thing to hear, and growing up doing that, it becomes like drinking water, man. Yeah, I'm serious.
They would sing it in Spanish, and do mommy and daddy would harmonize
In Spanish? Or... You remember that one? It was like... when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle, in that old cotton field back home. Yeah, so we grew up with all kinds of different stuff, man.
The harmony was always there.
What was that one?
For us, portion of it to our mom and dad.
Seriously, for us, it was really natural because we would always hear how our dad did it with his brothers and stuff too, man. So singing and stuff, just we didn't really think of it as being something special till we gave the guitar or told our friends to give it a go, and they were like,
we can.
We don't know how to do that. We're like, for real?
We're like, liars.
But you know what? Whenever we do sing, like JoJo will come up with something new, or Henry come up, you know, we come up with something new, we just start singing harmony, you know?
Yeah, that's what I meant earlier.
Yeah.
It does come out of us, you know, because we've been doing it for so long. It's kind of like, I know where my brothers
are going,
exists,
you know? It already exists, man. It already exists. That's basically what Ringo's saying, too. It already exists. Whenever either one of us takes a lead vocal, the harmony exists. And, yes, we've been able over time to be able to find that with anybody singing. It sounds great as brothers, but, man, we listen to Ronnie or Stevie Wonder on the CDs. We harmonize them.
We harmonize them. And it's why don't they put harmony like that?
Yeah, why don't these songs have harmony on them? We love doing that growing up.
But what JoJo just said about, you know, that harmony is out there when the song is written.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the truth.
We've heard, you know, you ask somebody, well, how did you compose this piece? How did you write this song? And they're like, I don't know. I just found it.
It's that just like way with everything. Mm-hmm. And the title Revelation means a lot in that respect. Because basically we're those kind of musicians and artists that have realized that this comes from somewhere else, man. And it exists. We could say that it exists in thin air, but if you're open to that,
For us, we believe
frequency,
in God,
I guess you could say. Yeah, it's there, man.
Yeah, for us, we give it to God because there's no higher power to us, man. And for us to take credit for putting a smile on somebody's face or a jiggle in their bum, man, that's an unseen magic. But it exists, and it's very real and very true. And music is a part of that. We're a part of that. And
everybody's really a part of that.
Yeah. So when we create things, you know, that's why they are like revelations, you know, because they come out of, like Joe just said, thin air. But
music
for us,
is in everybody. Music is in everybody. That's why whenever you do play, they feel it. They feel it because it's inside of them. It
blind
becomes
or deaf
part
can
of them,
feel
you know?
It too.
Yeah.
Vibrations. Yep. You know, blind or deaf feel it too. Man,
where
it's real.
We are finding that is in fact a lot more true than you would have thought.
Music. Yeah. Well, I've always believed it, man. Yeah. Especially,
and that's why we have a real high respect for music, because music can change the world. That's why there's, you know, we feel,
and it's just a God given for us to feel that, know that. We don't have to dissect it to figure it out, to just know it's such a magical healing thing, man.
Well, you know, to watch the three of you, you know, watch that long fraternal kind of telepathy in action where the one just seems to know what the other's going to do before he does it. It's a lot of fun having you guys back here in the studio today. So,
thanks, man.
Guys, thank you so much.
We had a great time. Appreciate your time, man.
Henry Garza, JoJo Garza, Ringo Garza, they are Los Lonely Boys. They are playing tonight and tomorrow night at City Winery right across the street from our studios, and they've been with us on Soundcheck.
Yes, he cried that he sold that 69, 'cause he changed his whole world for someone's daddy's little girl.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.
She blamed it on love. She blamed it on love. Didn't know she blamed it on love.